Republican lawmakers have imposed tough abortion restrictions in many states. Polls show those laws are unpopular with much of the public. Now, some of those same lawmakers are struggling to defend the laws. This next story is about one Republican state senator who was responsible for passing some very strict abortion laws in his state and is now trying to undo his previous work. Katie Riddle reports.
Tennessee is as red as it gets. Republicans here have a supermajority. They control large majorities of both legislative chambers, and they control the governor's office. One member of that majority is State Senator Richard Briggs. On this day, he's standing in his office inside Tennessee's Regal Capitol building in Nashville. It's early days of this legislative session. His aide, Rochelle Frazier, briefs him on upcoming measures.
And then I have this bill from Representative Freeman, which...
Briggs is a military man. At 71, he still stands with attention. His district is in Knoxville, 3 hours from here. During the session, he rises at 3 a.m. many mornings to make the drive. Frazier tells him which of his colleagues want support for which bills.
He is calling the right to die.
Okay. That one you can send back.
One bill Briggs is championing this session, something he's calling the Freedom to Have Children and Family Act. It would allow women to safely end pregnancies in which the fetus won't survive.
What to me is unacceptable is if you determine that there is a pregnancy that cannot live outside the womb, and you're going to force that woman carry that to term.
Briggs had a long career as a doctor. In the Army, he was a trauma surgeon. He's seen firsthand how these kinds of pregnancies can threaten a woman's health and her future chances of having another baby.
And that is the most basic human right we have, is the right for a couple to be able to have children in a family.
This is a new stance for Briggs. 5 years ago, he wasn't known as an advocate for reproductive rights. Quite the opposite.
Rather, in 2019, we passed a trigger bill.
A trigger bill, meaning if the U.S. Supreme Court ended the federal right to abortion, the bill would become Tennessee law. Briggs co-sponsored it. The bill laid out some of the strictest bans in the nation and harsh penalties for doctors who violate them. But at the time, Briggs says, its passing seemed like political theater.
I just did not see going into a long, long debate, discussion, knockdown, drag-out fight over something that might or might not ever happen.
You thought it would never come to be.
The truth was, I thought it would never come to be.
But it did come to be. 3 years later, the Supreme Court overturned Roe and the law went into effect. Briggs has not been especially contrite about his role in this legislation, but he has been fighting an uphill battle to change it. Some here say he has a long way to go to make things right.
I do think that we find ourselves in exactly the position that lawmakers intended us to be in.
Elise Boos is an obstetrician in Nashville.
We're scared to death to provide care, and so it's withheld.
She specializes in high-risk and complex pregnancies.
I think when you sit down in front of a doctor, you always expect them to consider your interest when they make a recommendation.
Now, says Boos, she has to also consider her own interest and legal jeopardy when she advises patients.
And that feels like a violation of the oath that we take as physicians.
Under current Tennessee law, Boos is allowed to perform abortions when the mother's life is at risk. But the law is fuzzy about what exactly that means, and violations could get her up to 15 years in prison.
It's a black and white law, and obstetrics is nothing but gray. And so you don't know all the corners and all the clinical scenarios that you're going to have to practice applying the law to until you finally are in that moment and thinking, would this withstand scrutiny by an attorney general? Would this withstand scrutiny by 12 jurors who haven't gone to medical school?
Boos wants to help her patients through difficult decisions, sometimes the most difficult of their lives.
Choosing to end a pregnancy when there's a lethal fetal anomaly can be very hard. I also think it can often be one of the greatest gestures of love that as parents we choose for our children.
Senator Briggs is working on legislation that would give more authority to doctors like Boos and lessen criminal penalties. Many in Tennessee support this. One recent poll showed 76% of Tennesseans support exceptions to abortion law for a non-viable pregnancy. L'Oreal Grasso is standing outside a shopping complex. It's in a conservative suburb of Nashville.
If it is not viable, then I can understand maybe the removal of the fetus.
Agrasso also considers herself anti-abortion. She doesn't even see these as the same issue.
But I am totally against terminating a viable living person that is inside someone.
Despite this appetite for change, there are significant roadblocks to achieving it. Will Brewer is a lobbyist and legal counsel for Tennessee Right to Life.
Senator Briggs wants to create exceptions that we believe are too broad.
Brewer says their organization is concerned this bill would potentially give doctors too much latitude.
Bad faith actors can fit a lot of things into that exception and get away with it.
The Right to Life's position looms large over Republican politicians here. Many fear that conservative rivals could unseat them in primary elections. John Geer is a political scientist at Vanderbilt University in Nashville.
Well, I think, again, it gets to this fear that you don't worry about the general election. What you worry about is somebody coming at you from the right, and so that you're going to guard that flank.
But, Geer says, recent restrictions on abortion may have backfired.
Suburban women are leaving the Republican Party. But this problem that Tennessee has is not a Tennessee problem, and it's not a Republican problem. It's a problem of supermajorities.
28 states have supermajorities, where one party has outsized control. But if voters' appetite to change abortion laws could nudge legislators toward the middle in Tennessee, Geer says, it could happen elsewhere.
Hey!
How you doing?
Okay, well, come on in. We'll talk about it.
Back at the Capitol, Senator Briggs is holding court in his office, trying to round up support where he can get it.
Just because you pass a law doesn't mean it's immutable and it's never going to be changed.
In this case, change means restoring a woman's right to end a pregnancy in certain circumstances.
We'll fix it.
But it's proving stubborn to fix.
It has proven to be very stubborn.
A stubborn law to fix, even though it's a law he helped to create. For NPR News, I'm Katia Riddle in Nashville.